WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We got a great week here. It is springtime. You know, some folks watch me out on the YouTube and they're like, why do you wear long sleeves some days and short sleeves some days and whatever? And what usually happens on 75 degrees days, I go short sleeves nice and early. But I may tell you, I'm ready for winter to be over and spring to be sprung. We're going to spring the Maryland Crab Cake Tour to this guy's side of town. We're coming over to Catonsville on Friday. We're going to be at State Fair. We're giving away the instant lottery scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery. Also, our friends at Window Nation are going to have me wearing the fun floppy hat. I'm going to be eating the crab cakes. I'm going to have these special crab cake, shrimp and grits, chicken and waffle, and probably some fried green tomatoes if they're on the menu right now, if they're running them. State Fair, Friday, 2 to 5. Bill Wedell from CFG Bank will be joining us talking about all sorts of things, including the arena. I'll be talking about Janet Jackson, Nasty, Nasty Boys, Saturday night, and then Anita Baker crooning to me on Mother's Day, making me cry and think about my mother. Dennis Colazzo spends every Thursday here on AM 1570 from 3 until 5 doing radio. But also, you will know this, he also spends every Thursday with his mother in Perry Hall because I've run into him out there. Dennis Colazzo is here from Coons Baltimore Ford. So I'm going to beat on you the way I beat on Leonard and all my sponsors because I this is what I do to my sponsors. I have a blue shirt, Dennis, okay? I have a red shirt. When am I getting my orange Coons Baltimore Ford shirt? When are the orange models coming in?
Oh, you know, noted. You'll get it soon. You spoke it into existence. How about that?
A little black logo on it, so I look like Jim Palmer.
It's coming, baby.
I want to look tall like Ben McDonald.
You can do that. You can do that with the magic of YouTube.
We
can
make man,
you 6 foot four.
How you doing? Selling cars, life's good, right?
Selling cars, man. Selling cars and doing all kind of crazy stuff. Watching King of Collectibles on TV. My good friend Robbie Davis is on there.
Let's talk about that. Ken Golden, I saw that, right?
And I've got cards here. I'm going back through cards. I got Burt Jones. I got all kind of great Walter Payton. I got all kind of football cards here. Jack Ham, Jack Lambert.
I got all kind of crazy stuff, man. The internet of old hockey cards and old football cards and stuff. I mean, I'm such a – like, all those cards you have, if we were holding them, and out, especially in the mid-70s, you know, 73 through about 79, all of those cards, every Bruce Laird card, every Nesby Glasgow, what do you got there? That's Franco.
That's Raymond Chester.
That's Raymond Chester. Look at that.
Raymond Chester, man. I got them all. I got all the nostalgia here.
Raymond Chester of Baltimore, Maryland, of Morgan State, right? That's yeah. Burt. Is that Burt?
Burt Jones. I got Burt Jones. I got them all, man. Got all the old Colts. Got Nelson Muncy, Lloyd Mumford, Fred Cook, George Coons, John Dutton.
I mean, it just goes on. You got the whole sack pack there.
I got Stan White. I got a Stan White card here.
You got a Glenn Dowdy.
You know what? I've Shake and Bake kid.
Get Shake and Bake. Shake and Bake at Dolphins.
Got them all.
Dude, I'm sorry.
It's got me looking at all kind of good stuff here. You know, just.
As I wear my Oiler blue Coons Baltimore Ford shirt, right?
And I have an Earl Campbell card, too. You know I do.
Well, you know, I bought a Pastorini blue and a Warren Moon white. I'm waiting for the right Earl Campbell opportunity. I don't know what I want, but when I see it, I'll know it. You know what I mean? I'm the guy now. I have no fun, Dennis. I don't go to baseball games. I don't go to football games. I don't travel much. So when fun for me is nostalgia. What do you have there? What's that?
That's just Daryl Stingley, man. I mean, can you believe
that? Oh, man. I was watching that game.
Weren't we all?
Yeah.
Incredible moment and a sad moment in NFL history. But these things take me way back, Nestor. It's good stuff. Sometimes it's good to go back when it comes to sports things anyway.
And I think sometimes it's good to go. Speaking of that, the Oilers are bringing their jerseys back, right?
I saw that.
That was leaked. John McClain leaked that, so that's an invitation for me to call.
I got a story for you, too, right? He's all over the web. Anthony Robinson sold cars for me about 25 years ago. He was the son of one of my sales managers. Called Eric DaCosta, said, I want to be a scout. Eric said, you need a college degree. So Anthony goes to Morgan State, gets his degree. Gets a job with the Ravens. He was the assistant GM of the Falcons, and he just got took a better job with the Titans, the Tennessee Titans, in a similar capacity.
So he is going to have access to all of the Oilers throwback stuff.
Yes, he will.
Your former employee of Baltimore.
Yes, of
the
Baltimore.
Guy half running the Titans is from Baltimore.
Anthony Robinson, yes.
That much harkens back to Jimmy Schwartz, who's now gone off to Cleveland trying to kill us.
Is that wild or what? So, you know, hopefully they'll play in Tennessee this year versus over the pond. But if that's going to happen, by the grace of God, we'll be there. And I'm going to call Anthony for tickets and any other accommodations he can throw my way.
Well, you know, and that game could be in Europe. We're going to get the schedule this week, maybe next week. Hey, this Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson thing has apparently thrown a monkey wrench into scheduling because they need to get the Jets and Lamar on TV a little bit more, right?
Yes, they do. They're even talking about a Thanksgiving Day matchup between the Ravens and the Steelers, possibly. That'd be delicious. I'm down for that.
Look, the schedule's coming out. We set our lives. I said to my wife, and again, they've thrown me out, treat me like garbage, but I'm still waiting for the schedule because for 28 years, I went to every game, right?
That's what you do, so, man. Like, you love it.
Well, I do, and I'm going to be writing about it from the inside, from the outside, with truth, and there's a lot of uncomfortable truths. Dennis, I've been getting beaten up this last week because I would not be the guy putting a $100 bill of mine, which isn't a little bit of money, but it's not a lot of money. If I had $100 right now to bet it on whether the Ravens are going to win the Super Bowl in the next 3 years, would you bet it on it or against it if it was your real money?
Wow.
And let's say it was real money. Let's say it was 10 grand or 100. If it was real money in your real life and you could say, I really believe I'm all in. Now, that's what they're asking season ticket holders to do. Leonard and I talked about that this week. How could they give you Tyler Henneke? And Lamar knew that all along, that they would blink, that they weren't going to play football without him. They weren't going to play football without a real quarterback.
Well, that was a dilemma, right? Everybody was romanticizing the thought of the Ravens without Lamar Jackson, but who would play quarterback if not Lamar? So yes, Lamar knew it all along. You can't win without a quarterback. You can't ignore the record of the Ravens with him under center. Now, the regular season record has been outstanding. The playoff record, not so much. But if I had $100 to bet whether they would win the Super Bowl, of course I would bet it because of the odds. What are the odds of them winning a Super Bowl the next 3 years? 50-1, 30-1, 40. I like the odds. Would I spend $1,000? Possibly, but $100, I would absolutely do it for sure.
Well, then you are of the belief that they will win a Super Bowl.
I think they can. Yeah,
they
absolutely can. They can.
Okay.
Roquan Smith rocking at number zero. I mean, you know, they got some good karma now. The nice thing is the story is behind us versus in front of us. The nice thing is now the team, the organization, the fan base can focus on football things. Lamar's got his contract. He's got his bag. They got the draft. They added a receiver that could potentially help them. The defense should be solid. Special teams is always very good. The coach of 15 years isn't going anywhere. The GM isn't going anywhere. This franchise should have its eyes forward versus the what if, right? The what if Lamar Jackson doesn't show up for training camp, doesn't show up for anything, doesn't show up at all, perhaps, and next year he would have been an unrestricted free agent. So now
I had a hard time, so did you, believing that they were ever going to step into that dog poo where they would be here on May 8th and be fighting with a $32 million quarterback. Like, you and I predicted that they wouldn't do that.
No, but again, this guy is different. He's a different cat. Was he capable of sitting out a season? Absolutely he was, but he didn't. Fortunately, you know, this was the biggest story in the NFL for the last 2 years. Now you and I, we can talk about Tennessee, traveling Europe, the schedule. We can talk about the Orioles, but we don't have to talk about the Lamar Jackson contract anymore. Or who's going to be the quarterback for the Ravens for the next 5 years.
I think you're wrong. I've done sports radio too long, Dennis. You didn't take enough phone calls in your day. All we're going to talk about is how much money he has, because I've already done it with Luke inadvertently. Luke and I got 35 minutes into a conversation. We went through the wide receivers and this and that and the offense. And then we went to the secondary and Rocky Sin. And then we got to the defensive line. And I'm like, how about the front seven? Like, this is a year where Madubuike would shine or Owe would shine, or they would create a new star. They won't be able to afford that player now. And that's different. And that's going to be down the line. But the time, to your point, the time for pay is over. Now it's a time for play, that the Madubuikes, all these guys got to go earn this money, that we're going to be talking about wins and losses and putting the microscope on Brandon Stevens moving to safety. These more esoteric things that are going to happen that are going to add up to them beating the Bengals and the Bills and the Chiefs back to back to back in January to go to a Super Bowl.
But, you know, you want good players. You want to bump up against the cap. You want to be able to create cap space to add that one more player that can potentially put you over the cap. So these are good problems that the Ravens had. The bad problem was not having a quarterback under contract. long term. So they resolved that issue, Nestor. So does his new contract affect the team? Not really. It's a cap friendly deal for the first. It's really a 3-year contract, and beyond that, we don't know what's going to happen. But it's a cap friendly 3-year deal. It allows that window to stay open for 3 more years. So I think you're right. There's a good chance the Ravens can play and perhaps potentially win a Super Bowl in the next 3 seasons.
Well, they have a really good cast around him this year.
They do. They do.
I mean, they did 2 years ago, too. I don't want to be unfair. I thought the injury 2 years ago specifically that they were certainly – I mean, they ripped up 3 running backs the first week of the season, right?
They did. That was terrible.
Yeah,
but, you know,
I mean,
the exciting part, Nestor, for me is in 2019 when they hosted the Titans and the in the playoffs, who were the wide receivers? Top of my head, I think it was Willie Snead and Miles Boykin and Seth Roberts. I mean, he didn't have great wide receivers. He had a great tight end in Mark Andrews, but his wide receiver core back in 2019 was dismal and got exposed in the playoffs.
Okay, well, I mean, they're not at that point now. I mean,
they're not.
I am a true believer that they're going to win 11, 12 games. I mean, I absolutely believe that.
I agree.
If he can stay healthy. And that's,
yes,
that's a huge if. I mean, it really is. And then if they're going to win 11 or 12 games, they want to pass more. Now, I think we could all sit here and say, well, Lamar shouldn't be passing the ball 40, 45 times. We've said that in season, after watching him play on Sunday, after letting it marinate, that if he threw the ball 40, 45 times, it might not nearly go as well. And they
– it doesn't
listen,
have to.
I don't put a lot of stock into these press conferences where half their employees are asking the questions. And, like, I saw that show on Thursday. He talked about throwing for 6,000 yards, Dennis. He talked about that.
I can talk about being 7'4" and playing center in the NBA. We can talk about a lot of things. I think that the key here for the offense is to score points and not getting, and I don't think they're going to fall back into the trap where Greg Roman wanted to control the clock and limit the other side's time of possession. They score points. They get a 3-touchdown lead heading to the fourth quarter. They can run the ball. He doesn't have to put the ball up 40, 50 times a game. I think they need to have an efficient passing game that scores touchdowns versus field goals in a red zone. That should be the difference between this year's version and last year's version, in addition to hopefully good health for Lamar Jackson.
You say they can run the football. That's something I want to see them do without Lamar. I want to see what this looks like when Lamar doesn't think to run, doesn't have to run, doesn't want to run. And you would say, well, then you're taking away his strength. Well, then you're saying, if he's part of the running attack, like in the, even at 75% or 50% of what he's been doing, he still runs. If he ran 50% less, he'd run 75% more than any other quarterback in the history of the game. I mean, or 99% more than any. I mean, if you run 8 or 10 times, that's more than anybody runs. And I think that's still, they still want to see him run 8, 10, 12 times a game. They really do. That's all he knows. That's what he does.
Let's see what he does in a pro-style offense. Let's see Louisville Lamar in the pros, which we haven't seen since he got to the NFL. So I think Todd Monken is smart enough to go back and look at film, how Lamar Jackson performed under Bobby Petrino, and let's see what he looks like. And he'll be able to scheme some receivers open, which was not Greg Roman's forte. All that together, and some good health, we keep saying that, should result in a much better offense for the Ravens in 2023. And if they can take a step up with the offense, I mean, they took a step up when they signed Roquan Smith. You got some good dynamics. Justin Madubuike playing for a contract, Owe for a contract, Patrick Queen playing for a contract. You have a great mixture of veterans and youth and hungry guys and guys with a chip on their shoulder on both sides of the ball. Should be a very competitive camp, and it should be a very competitive team heading through the season.
Dennis Colatos is here. He will be back here on Thursday, and again on Sunday morning from 8 until noon, doing the Sunday Sports Voice and, of course, driving you home. I've tried 3 different times. I asked for an orange shirt from you. I started to talk about baseball with you. You know, you lure me into this Lamar, you know, thing. Again, it's not even football season.
It's not.
You watching? Or are you, is there any chance they're going to get you at the ballpark the next 10 days?
Absolutely. Great chance. Great chance. Love
I'll
the
go
Orioles.
With you. How about that? My wife's out of town this week. Let's figure
like
it out.
Sounds like a plan, man. Sounds like a plan. Love to go.
I want to see Shohei Ohtani pitch. And early word is next Monday. That's the early word. But, you know, with rain out, you never know where. But I want to see Ohtani pitch so that when that happens, I'm going to try to make it happen. Maybe difficult with the John Waite concert over at Guinness next Monday, but I'm in for a game at some point.
Wait a minute.
This
well, there's a concert at Guinness.
John Waite is doing the post Preakness draw party at the Guinness Brewery on Monday.
Really? You know, the Guinness Brewery is about 5 minutes from my house, and I've never been there. I drive by it twice a day.
It's lovely.
Never been there.
It has a lovely outdoor space, a lovely indoor space.
I see the outdoor space. I've never been. I'm telling you, I've never been there, and I've lived there now for a while.
All right, well, next Monday's your night. Hey, you come to State Fair on Friday. You know you have open invitation to join me on Friday afternoon for the weekend.
What time?
2 to 5. 2 to 5.
Okay.
Come on over for lunch. Come on over 2 o'clock. We'll hang out, talk a little bit. I'd love that.
Might be good.
It's your side of town. So,
I love the State Fair. I'm there once every couple of weeks because, you know, we're in Catonsville almost every day at a different restaurant. So it's –
You're a rolling road away.
It is.
You don't have to get
on
the Beltway.
I don't. I love Catonsville. I love that strip. Those great establishments, beginning with State Fair.
I have a feeling that I'm going to start seeing a little bit more orange around town. And I don't know. Listen, I know they don't know what they're doing marketing wise. I know. Like, I just do. Like, the game started at 11:30 on Sunday. We didn't find it till 1 o'clock. They put a guy on second base to get the game over. So they got the game over.
Let me ask you a question. Do you feel like the Oriole fans are late to the party this year?
No,
I mean, you don't. Okay.
No, here's
you're a lot
where I
more
am.
Tuned than I am.
This is really an interesting. This is great that we talk about this because I think it's an important civic conversation, especially after 31 years. And you know, you're nasty. You walk out on a you quit on a team. They lied to me. They lied to everybody. They lost. I held them accountable. They did not want to be held accountable. I had an awful business transaction with them where they screwed me on about $40,000. This is 20 years ago, right? 20 years ago. I did the walkout 17 years ago. But all of that being said with the baseball team, this is the best version of them. This is a real thing that, like, it's real. They're good. The guy that is running the baseball side, they made a hell of a hire. They better figure out how to keep him. Everywhere I go, Pete Carinci did the show, did the Crab Cake Tour, Highland Town Zone, did the Crab Cake Tour over in Essex, your side of town, or is it Middle River? I'm not sure.
Essex, baby.
On the Sioux Creek, we were at McFalls Oyster and Reel Thursday doing a Crab Cake Tour, and the Oriole game was on. And I made the mistake of bringing Carinci over. He's distracted. We're doing the radio, and he's watching the Orioles lose this 8-1 lead.
Is that right?
Like, and here's where I am with the Orioles. Anybody who's ever really cared a lot, and I'm not sure where you sit on that personally, but anybody in the audience – If you have been watching them the last 7 or 8 years and watching, I mean, my dear friend Don Mohler, Alan McCallum, all of these people that have watched bad baseball, Luke, God, poor Luke, right? Watched all this. They're all still watching and they're all lubed up and they're all excited. I'm trying to figure out when the rest of the people, you know, when do the rest of the people that have purple underwear, Wizards gear, lacrosse gear,
that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
When are they coming back? And it better be soon because they can't be any better than they are. They're really good. They have really fun players. The broadcasts are good. Ben McDonald's good. But you can't find the games, right? You don't know whether I'm amassing one or two. Peacock, 11:30 in the morning. By the way, Dennis, when you're ready to go to a game again, they play at 6:30.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, you have to get down there. You have to, you know, you have to leave work. You have to make a plan and get down there early.
I like that. I like an early game.
See early that? Game, I don't know that everybody likes that. It's not normal.
I
don't hate it, but it's an adjustment. It's an adjustment.
See, not for me because I haven't been going to the stadium for years. So for me, it's a good thing. It means I can get out of it early and have an early night and be in bed early.
That's probably why they did it, right?
Yeah, I think it's great.
When I put up online on Sunday, do you like 11:30 games? Now, some people get up early and watching soccer. I was in Hawaii a couple of years ago, and I dreamed of watching all of my sports and having it all be done by lunchtime, right? I go to the beach,
great?
Right? So, but we've lived in a world of 7:05 and 7:30 and 7:35 forever, and they have purposefully crime, city, families, all of that, tried to make it better. right? They've tried to make the baseball better. Now they've done all of this. Now, do any of us care? They're good. Are we into Adley Rutschman? Are we into Gunnar Henderson?
Yes.
Everywhere I go, people want them to get paid so they don't have a Lamar thing or a Manny Machado thing or whatever. And I'm like, they've been here 3 weeks and you want John Angelos to roll out $150 million for this kid. That's great. That's good. But like, John Angelos didn't do it. I mean, John Angelos doesn't have a lease. And I hate to bring that up. I mean, I just hate to bring that up. But like, there's so much to talk about with the baseball team in my 1994, 95, before the Ravens got here, where they owned it all. My God, they should own it all. And then these people that run the racetrack, they have their biggest 2 weeks coming up here. They have Bruno Mars. They got John Wake coming, and you found out 5 minutes ago.
Didn't
I
know.
Mean, they need to market better. The Orioles need to market better. And the Orioles need to figure out ways to get people downtown. And I don't know what that means. They have a team worthy of coming, but I don't know what brings people. But this is a couple of 2 weeks where, like, I'd like to see some people start coming to some games. I really would. And I don't know what – I'm not telling you to go give Angelos money because I wouldn't. I mean, I'm not going to. I said I'm going to go to a game the next 10 days because somebody's going to offer me a ticket and I'm going to go. But I ain't giving them money. I mean, I'm just not. That's how I feel about them.
I hear you. Yep, I got it.
But I think you should. I think you should give him money and you should go.
Look, I'm looking. I will go again. I will go again a couple of times this year for sure.
But is it something that will compel you?
Well, to watch Ohtani pitch and hit, absolutely. That will get me to the stadium. The team. This is a fun team to watch, Ness. It's a lot of good character guys on there, fun loving, and they're winning. What's
this kid,
like?
Yanni or Cano, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is one of the great stories in Oriole history that a
it
kid
is.
Could come from nowhere and be this good. Now, his ERA might be 7, but I don't know, but it certainly has been – this has been staring down hitter, like doing all the stuff that's going to get him in the fights next time they go play the Royals for sure, right?
Yeah. Yes. Look, so far, so good. They're fun to watch and a lot to like there, a lot to unpack.
You doing NBA? What are you doing?
I'm doing a little bit of everything. Little eye on everything. Big eye. Still on the Ravens, though. You know, I'm a football guy. But
but
the eye's getting bigger for the Orioles, though. It's starting to expand. I know the players for the first time in a long, long time. I know who the players are.
Well, I know your people are from Europe, like half of my people from Europe. If they get to Europe, are you a guy, if the schedule pops and they go play over there, would you have that kind of interest?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, this is a week where that can happen, right? I mean, I haven't heard any rumors about it, not that I would anymore, but they play a lot of international. I thought they could play in Mexico City, but they can't. They're doing the stadium down there because they have the Arizona Chargers 49. They have that rotation where, hey, man, they signed Lamar. Lamar, I don't know if you heard this. He got more money than anybody in the history of the sport. They want to show him off. So this schedule is going to be about showing Lamar off a little bit,
I
would think.
It is. It is. Yeah, that's why it may take another week for the schedule to come out to accommodate, like you said, Lamar and Aaron, 1A and 1B.
Tell me about cars. What's going on with cars? Can I trade mine in for $1 million?
Trade in for $1 million. I sent you and Jen the video. Hopefully you got it the other day. Got a baby blue, order blue Bronco Sport. 0%. A lot of our models, 0.9.
What's a sticker on that kind of car? Seriously, like what's that going to look like? And tell me monthlies and money. Give me a little. Sell me a little bit.
About $36,000.
Okay.
A sticker on a car. Give you a bit of a discount on it, of course. And monthlies, they'll be right where you want them to be if you put enough money down. How about that?
But zero is. Give me the zero because I want to do the math on this.
Yeah, there's no zero on the Bronco Sport. So
okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but because it's a popular model, so your most popular models aren't going to have heavy incentives on them. But
are the zeros? What can I come in right now and get my best deal on?
The Ford F-150 has zero on it. Explorer's got zero on it. Escape's got zero on it. So half of a model line is 0%, and the other half does not. But the Bronco Sport is priced
right. Well, I mean, the Escape
gets
you on the road. I mean, it's a perfect vehicle.
Absolutely. It's a great vehicle. So we have something for everybody.
I rented an Escape when we were over island.
I got to get that Bronco Sport down to you and Jen before this one sells, too.
I'm wearing the shirt color. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. You know what? Did you get my video? I sent it to you the other day. Did you get it?
I saw it, and yes. I got the video. I was trying to figure it all out. Yes.
All right. Yes. There you go. It's the right color. How about that? It's the Heritage Edition. So when you're down to Dundalk for the Heritage Fair, what better vehicle to drive around in that?
We literally, maybe over the week, we drove, we did a lot of driving. We went to Meriwether. We passed not your car, not the, we passed the one from 1978. Somebody had
Oh,
one
no
of
kidding.
those family roadsters.
Gotcha.
You're
Oh,
not,
that's nice.
it was more like a station wagon, more like a like a not an El Camino back in the day, back in the
Oh,
70s or
man.
whatever. But it was Warren Moon Blue.
Okay. Well, I know where you can get one.
Dennis, they're bringing back the Oiler Derrick. So
That's great, man. I think that's
I hope
wonderful.
it's not against the Ravens. That would freak me all out.
Ah, that'd be great. It'd be great.
We could put Lamar in a Colts shirt. No, I'm just kidding. I'm making that up.
That'll
Hey,
be the neck.
the
They almost
baseball
did. They
teams
talked
wore
about
their
it. They talked
pajamas
about
over
it.
the weekend, right?
Right.
I mean, they
Look,
all wore those
look.
future weird. I mean, the Padres, my cousin's a Padre fan. She tweeted,
Why?
she's like, we should all hide in a hole when they watch these games, when they
Oh
play
my
these
God.
games.
The Padres colors for years. Remember the old Padres hats? I know you gotta get going, but
It
we'll leave
looked
on that
like
note.
they were trying to sell French fries and a Big Mac because
Oh
they
my
were.
God. Ah, oh, yes they were. Yes they were. Classic stuff.
You want fries with that shake? Dennis Colatzos will downsell you, not upsell you, because it's not the kind of guy he is. He's already giving me discounts. He's sending me videos. My wife's in the other room. She's going out of town on Wednesday. So, like, I don't know that this is the right. I'll talk to you about it. I'm on
We'll
your show
talk.
Thursday. Thursday
Okay.
afternoon, Dennis will be here from 3 until 5, back on Sunday from 8 until 12. And of course, you can find him over Coons, Baltimore Ford Security. That's as hard a sell as you've ever put on me in all these years. And it still was kind of soft, but she really wants that vehicle. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. And we never stopped. The only thing she says is, I haven't driven it yet.
Oh.
BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.